Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, thank you, Isaiah, so much, as you do each and every morning, welcoming people to this show. Hey, yeah, best friend, I really appreciate it. Absolutely wonderful, a loving grandson. Hey, people, you're tuning in to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home morning show. Hey, it's a beautiful and glorious Friday morning here now, here in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. And we hope that your day is blossoming and blooming, and as you are getting started for your day, and as we push it to the weekend. And, you know, hey, we got a few things we're going to cover with you this morning, and hopefully they can enlighten you and enhance your day and enhance your weekend. And, you know, most of the week, you know, we've been doing a little short presentations around the importance of getting a coach. You know, hey, we're going to expand on that a little bit more today. And then we're going to talk about also residual income and just, you know, positioning yourself to take advantage of the global economy through the Internet. Well, again, as I said, you know, hey, this is Baba Jahi. You're listening to the We Work From Home morning show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And, hey, we've been talking about, you know, the need to get a coach. And, you know, and I want to thank those people that have called and have texted and made the, you know, the steps to move forward to get their free complimentary coaching session done. You know, goal is as we move it into the month of September is to pick up at least 5 to 6 more clients to add to our clientele list of people that we can assist through our coaching program to help, you know, coach you to, I don't like to use the word, quote-unquote, success. I mean, you know, we all want that. But I like to use the word a balanced life, you know, because I from doing this, I've met people who, you know, we've helped, you know, make a lot of money, you know, in terms of, again, to me, that's always a vague term. But for, you know, those people that like using those terms, a lot of money, it's basically meant they went from one economic position to another. But because they weren't balanced, they still weren't happy. You hear what I said? Because they weren't balanced, they still weren't happy. You know, we want to help you be able to get that balance where, you know, you're balanced between your material world and your spiritual world so that you're in sync and that, you know, you're happy. You can enjoy the fruits of your labor. You know, because the bottom line here is as we go through life and the challenges and things that we face, ultimately it's about finding happiness. You know, it really ain't so much about, and I find this with some of my clients who have done well, it's not really about the money no more at a certain point. It's about the balance in their life, being able to enjoy time with their spouse, enjoy time with their children, and just enjoy quality time doing quality things. As to always chasing a dollar, you just buy and pay for material acquisition. And so it's important that we find that balance. You know, what we do through the coaching sessions is help you, you know, go in and get clear. What I mean by getting clear is blocking those things out of your life that's caused you to be, you know, not in balance. Because balance is a key point. Balance is a key thing that you find that people are really searching for. As a coaching session, most of the time people come to you and say, you know what, I need you to help me with my goals, I need you to help me, I can make more money. And I hear that, that's that outer voice talking. But the inner voice is saying, you know, I'm not in balance, I'm not in sync. And what I do is help people get in sync and find balance, you know, because once you can get in sync and find balance, then there's so much more you can do out of life. There's so much more harmony and joy that you will have out of this experience called life. And, you know, one of the first steps is if you need to definitely approach life from this perspective. And I know for some people it's going to be a challenge. But for others, you know, we've heard it before. We've said it. haven't figured out how to operationalize it. We're spiritual beings going through a human existence. We're spiritual beings going through a human existence. Even when you focus life from that perspective, you will find a higher calling. And when you find a higher calling, then it's going to enable you to tap into the universe, as I like to say, God consciousness, that will carry you to where your design destination is in the scheme of things on this earth. But you, in order to get to that, you got to come to grips with your spiritual being going through a human existence. So one of the first things that you want to do is, if you want to obtain more money, then you have to learn how to give money away. I know for some of you that sounds contradictory. Wow, you mean, yeah, I got to give my money away? Yes. In order to obtain more money, you got to give money away. Now, where do you give to? You give to where you get spiritual nourishment. Again, that's what I said, we're spiritual beings going through human existence. Where do you get spiritual nourishment from? It might be your church. It might be a program. It might be, you know, something that out there that you just really just touches your soul and makes you feel good, and you get quivery all over every time you think about it. Well, then you need to give them 10% of your income or more. If it's your church institution or your religious institution, your faith-based institution, if that's where you get your spiritual nourishment from, be a joyful giver. Give without being asked to give. And do not give with a tight fist. Tight fist means you're giving because, you know, they asked you to put something in the collection plate, but you really don't want to put it in. Your fist is tight. Like, I'm going to put it in, but they just don't know. I need this $5. I need this $50. Ask me to get in, you know. They just take the dollar I want to give. See, I mean, you got to be a joyful giver. You got to give with love. You give with love. I'm telling you that. It's just the secrets that work. You give with, because it's all about the law of attraction. Why should somebody give to you if you're not willing to give to others? And once you get to that point where you're a cheerful giver, you know, giving to help others, then, you know, you'll be able to get to the next point, which is to get clear. Get clear again, it means, you know, make sure you block things out in your path that's causing you to miss out on your blessings. So blocking things out in your path, it causes you to miss out on your blessings. So you want to get, you know, you want to get clear. You know, you want to know that your spirit is clean. You're giving because you choose to give, and you're clear about why you're giving. And then one of the things you want to be able to do is, and again, it ties back up into the giving principle, is find a cause that you want to support. See, you got to get outside of yourself. You know, we know you definitely need to be securing and supporting yourself, but find a cause you want to support. You know, it's so important to find something that you want to support. One of the things that I do is, right now, I teach a class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't get paid anything to teach it. But I do get paid spiritually in terms of teaching it. And I teach a class, call it, at the Young Adult Business Builders Academy, which I'm teaching 18 to 25-year-olds entrepreneurship and how to position themselves, but by the time they're 30, they're earning a six-figure income. And so support a cause. You know, I do this for free. You know, it's not really free. I mean, in the long term, I will benefit. But in the short term, there's no monetary rewards or gains for me teaching this class, only the joy and excitement. sight of watching those that's in that age category, as I like to refer to the young folks, watching them light up and grow for the information that's taught to them. Because, you know, hey, since 1980, I've been self-employed. I left corporate America in 1980. Couldn't take it no more. And move away from it. It was sickening, tired, and depressing. If that was back in 1980, I can only imagine what it's like today as I talk to people that are still trapped in corporate America. And so if you're searching for an out, and, you know, you need to make sure you find a great home-based business opportunity. Hey, yeah, we got one for you if you're interested in dealing with the one we have. And all you got to do is to access that information. You have to make sure you give us a call or send a text, 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Send us a text or something, you know, give us a call. Well, that's what you're thinking about the show, things you've heard here on the shows you'd like to pursue. Give us a call. You know, you'll never be able to pursue them if you don't call us. So, so important. And, you know, now, you know, we want to talk about, we said, you know, you find a cause of support. And then you want to get support for the things that you do. And this is where you need to make sure that you form a mastermind group. A group of people that comes together, not necessarily to work on your agenda, but to work on a common agenda which everyone mutually benefits from. See, so, but you got to find that's the beauty of this thing called a business world. You don't need no more than 2 to 3 other people that you meet with. Ideally, you know, it gets to y'all 5 and 7, it becomes too complex because of all of the personalities. I recommend your mastermind group should not be no more than 5 to 7 people. I'd keep it at that. I would not go above the number of 7, that's me, and that's including myself. And there's something magic about that number 7. But I would not go beyond 7 people in a mastermind group. Too many people, too many differences of opinion, too many, you know, individual thoughts. And, you know, you want the purpose of coming together to develop a collective mind, collective work and responsibility. Make each other's problems and solutions, our problems and solutions, and to work together, make them reality, to tackle them, to make some things happen for us collectively as a unit. If you want to get together, you want to form that mastermind group, getting support. Getting support is so, so important. The support base. Who is your support base? You know, so, you know, that's so vital to, you know, develop. Another piece is making sure that you're constantly researching and reading, expanding your mind, filling your mind with great positive thoughts that can help you with your business quest, your business journey, your business push. It's so, so important to do that, that you're constantly feeding your mind positive information. You've heard me say so often that, you know, the Bob Raleigh record goes, you know, rise to my vibrations. If you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devil. I say you just cannot live in a negative way, if you know what I mean. It's a new sign. It's a new day. Hey, you know, you pick it up. Pick it up now. Jah love. You got to see why it's so important to be positive. Got to tap into a positive vibration, or as we say, PMA, positive mental attitude, versus NMA, negative mental attitude. So in your mastermind group, important that you surround yourself with people with a positive mental attitude, because y'all will push each other beyond your wildest imagination. And I've seen it happen in my life with my mastermind group. You get pushed to things that I never dreamed would happen. Now, some of them I look forward to being in a position for them to have, but I never knew it would come through the network of people that I'm dealing with right now. So, you know, and that's good because, you know, Almighty God will bring people into your life that can help elevate you. This is all about elevation. When you look at business development and the things that you want to do, how to elevate yourself and how to be with elevating people, not depressing people. See, because the other side you got to do is the same as you look for support. You got to disconnect from the non-supporters. This is hard a lot of times. You know, the hardest thing is disconnecting from the non-supporters. I read a lot of books, and I remember reading a common thread and a common theme is I read books concerning antebellum slavery and people like Frederick Douglass who ran away. And y'all heard, you know, the great lady Harriet Tubman. You know, they had common issues that they had to deal with. You know, one was, Frederick Douglass said, the hardest part about running away from slavery was not where he was going, but the people he was going to be leaving behind. Check that out. He's talking about, you know, you would think that everybody, you know, would want to go. But the hardest part, he said, was the people he was going to leave behind. Not where he wasn't afraid of where he was going, but that familiarity. And see, as you venture into your business development, then as you venture into that, your hardest challenge is going to be the people you're going to have to cut loose. You're so used to having them in your life. But they're not good for you. They'll keep you where you don't want to be. Frederick Douglass knew where he wanted to be. The first time he tried to escape, somebody told on him. And he, you know, because he was excited, he shared his plans because, you know, he wanted other people to be able to go with him. And somebody told on him. And he said, I venture the next time to do this, I'll do it alone. So what's the lesson in that? You have to be careful who you share your business plans with. Because somebody that you share it with is going to do their best to keep you where you're at. They don't want you to be able to get away. Because if you get away and become successful, then what does that say about them? Big question. Harriet Tubman, the first time she ran away, she so excited, she told her brothers, taking them with her. They got scared. After they got a few miles off the plantation, they overwhelmed her and they dragged her back. She vowed, the next time I go alone. Whew, sad. See? And so, you know, leadership is a lonely journey. Because you do not have a lot of people you can share where you're going and what you want to do. Hey, again, good morning. This is Bob Jahi. You're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show here this morning. You know, he's talking about ways to improve your bottom line and, you know, challenges that you'll be faced with. And, you know, he's talking about making the right mental choices and that when you do, a lot of times you're going to have to go alone. You want people to go with you, but a lot of times you have to go along. So, you know, those two examples, Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, both, the first time they went to escape, you know, they was excited, and they knew a way out, and, you know, they're showing other people, and those other people didn't want to leave. Frederick Douglass said the hardest part was not escaping the freedom, but the people I'm going to leave behind. Harriet Tubman, who, you know, eventually the second time and she decided to run away. She went on her own and she made it. But she loved freedom so much that she came back. time after time after time after time again to share that joy with others. Very dangerous thing that she did. She could have just said, hey, I got the freedom. I got mine. Y'all got y'all's again. I ain't coming back for none of y'all. And now when she come back and she helped over 300 people obtain their freedom over time. Just imagine if she had the highest bounty out against anybody during that time, about $45,000. It would be like about $1.3 million today in today's currency, wanted dead or alive. And she, you know, if she had gotten caught, then, you know, hey, we read a different story in the history books. But she outmaneuvered and outfoxed all of those people that had institutions and money. But again, what's the lesson learned in that? That you can outmaneuver all of the things that are holding you back. That's where I get inspiration and strength from. If she could outmaneuver an entire system that had resources way beyond the resources that she had to help people get to freedom, and then she had a famous quote. She said she could have helped even more if they had known that they were slaves. Oh, my goodness. She said she could have helped even more if they had known that they were slaves. Just to think all the people, for those of us that are working from home right now, you know, self-employed, we have friends and family, and we know we can help, but they don't understand that they're slaves to what they're doing and they don't want to make a break. They'll argue you up and down. You tell them about concept called residual income, how to get paid for something you do today over and over and over again. Even though they got residual bills, they ain't look at it like that. Their rent's going to be their rent. You don't pay it, you're going to get what? Put out. Mortgage is their mortgage. Their rent is their rent. Hey, you don't pay the light bill, it's going to eventually get cut off. It's a residual bill. What are you doing to have residual income to balance out your own personal balance sheet of what's called your home existence? Key questions that we all need to look at as we focus on our business development and putting our business hat on and moving forward. So, you know, again, as we talked about those things of attracting more money and more wealth to you, just making sure that when you decide to move forward, that your network is right and you have prosperous people working with you. Because if you don't, the miserable are going to try to hold you into what they enjoy, the experience, which is being miserable. And you're not miserable, so they got to make sure that they help make you miserable. So you want to think about that. Hey, this is Baba Jahi. Again, you're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Blog Talk Radio or Home Based Business 101. And so, you know, I want to wrap up now at this point this morning. Want to, you know, do my wrap up. And again, you know, we're talking about making a choice, moving forward, deciding that your life is going to be your life. And so, you need to make sure you have people that support you. You need to make sure that you're giving to worthwhile causes, because what goes around comes around. Give with a joyous heart and make sure the things that you're doing, the business that you're running, it is something that you love to do. As a matter of fact, if you didn't even get paid for what you do, that's when you know you're having a love affair with your business. You'll be right. You want to have a love affair with your business. It's got to be something that you love and you like. Because there's going to be ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But if you're just doing it for the money, I've seen it happen. Trust people in this company. Doing certain things for the money, and then the team got disrupted. And they lost some people. But they had less money coming in. And they decided to quit on themselves. But if you love what you're doing, you'll learn how to overcome those obstacles and go and find some other people that you can love on. Find some people that you can love on. People that want to go where you want to go. People that want to achieve what you want to achieve. And some people that want to live like you want to live. When you do that, you'll find the answer to your problems. You'll find a solution to where you're at. And you'll be able to move forward and accomplish all of your heart's desires, your goals and your dreams and your aspirations. Hey, so this has been Baba Jai here, and I hope the points that I shared with you this morning have been helpful and enlightening. And make sure you give us a call at 252-406-0774. Time for 1 hour free complimentary coaching session to help you get your business on track. You can either call us at 252-406-0774, or you can text us at that number, 252-406-0774. Until next time, tomorrow morning, hey, have a great, wonderful, and beautiful Friday afternoon. Good time out.